Good morning, Bridge of Hope. My family. I want to open with an invitation from the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 3:16 in the Passion Translation says, "But the moment one turns to the Lord with an open heart, the veil is lifted and they see." And as we enter into worship, I don't know about you, but when I start to worship, I can't help but start to pray. As the Lord reveals things and just continue to invite His presence. And in Matthew 6, it says that whenever you pray, go into your innermost chambers and be alone with the Father, praying to Him in secret. The Amplified version says, go into the most private room and close the door. Your heart. As we enter into worship, go into that most inner place with the Father. And close the door to distractions. Close the door to the things, the voices that keep playing over and over that are not the truth about who God says you are. Because the moment you turn to the Lord with an open heart, that veil is lifted. So I just encourage you to enter in with an open heart. Close the door of everything trying to pull you aside. Just let Him in that inner chamber. Amen.
Have your
like I can hear the different heart cries, the different praises and requests and petitions. And it's so pure. But it also sounds like one voice. And if I can hear that, how much more does the Father hear your heart's cry, your heart's praise? And then, that was a side note. Remember the story of the widow and the oil? 2 Kings chapter 4, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of prophets cried out to Elijah, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that the servant feared the Lord. And the Creator is coming to take my son to be his slave." Doesn't sound very encouraging. So Elijah said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" And she said, "Your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. And then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everyone, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you. When the word of the Lord comes and wanting to make provision, it might not make any sense. You might have to, again, shut the doors, the voices, the things that are trying to add up with the world's calculator. Shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour it into those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. When Elijah spoke to her, he didn't say, "And guess what? Do this, and here's how it's going to end up." She didn't know she would be able to pay her debt, nor did she know she would have left over to live on. When the word of the Lord comes, it might not make sense in offerings and tithes and situations, but He is faithful. When there were no more empty vessels, the water didn't flow. I just came back from visiting my 91-year-old mom. And she was basically widowed with 6 kids. But the Lord has always taken care of her. And it keeps increasing. And it doesn't add up. And it doesn't make sense. But it keeps coming in because she is an open vessel. Amen? So, keep growing old. Know it. Come in as long as you're open. Anyway, amen. Let's continue to worship in tithes and offering. There's 3 ways to give. You can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's a QR code there. There's boxes in the back. There's a basket up front. Let's continue to worship the King of Kings.
I just want to invite you guys. I just felt like we're supposed to make a declaration as a house. This should be familiar to most of you, but just in case it's not, we'll try and have the words up there. But just even as she was sharing, just then, coming as an open vessel, I just feel like the words of this, that as you stand, and you make this declaration as we sing it together, that there's just a shift that's going to happen in your heart and in your mind, even in your physical body. And so we just want to agree with what the Lord is saying. Okay, you just keep playing. You're just going to sing it right over the top of what you're doing. They love it when I give it to them.
The voice.